This is Senator Al Simpson. Prospects for peace on Earth have improved so very greatly in one strife-torn region of the world. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, an important agreement has now been reached among Cuba, Angola, and South Africa on a timetable for the withdrawal of Cuban troops from war-torn Angola. They have also reached agreement on the independence of Namibia, which has been under South African domination for 73 years. The United States played a key role and brokered all the talks which resulted in this historic agreement. There are still great concerns about Cuban compliance, and we want to be assured that all Angolans have a real voice in governing their country. The longest journey begins with a single step, Ted. Certainly this journey, though far from completed, has seemed unending to the dedicated Americans pressing for the negotiations. But there is now a framework for peace. It is a splendid accomplishment, worthy of note at a time when we say special prayers for peace on Earth.
Al, the Reagan administration, especially Assistant Secretary of State Chester Crocker, deserve credit for those Angola peace accords. It took marathon negotiations over 8 years of the administration to get there. Up until a few weeks ago, it was unlikely that any agreement at all could be reached before the administration leaves office, let alone this large step towards peace in southern Africa. That said, Al, three other points need to be made. First, for most of the 8 years, the administration was fomenting conflict, not fostering peace in the region. It was funneling secret military aid to the puppet forces of South Africa in Angola's civil war. Second, throughout this period, the administration was aiding and abetting apartheid in South Africa. Finally, Al, the Angola Accords could not have been reached without the support of the Soviet Union. It's one more welcome sign that East-West tensions are receding. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on a new plan to close obsolete military bases. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.